You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Maraming mahahalagang bagay ang dapat isaalang-alang bago magsimulang magtrabaho sa Australia, mula sa pag-a-apply sa trabaho hanggang sa pagbabayad ng buwis. Ang tax file number o TFN ay naiiba dahil dito nangongolekta ang gobyerno sa lahat ng inyong kinita, bayad sa superannuation at buwis. Ipinaliwanag ni Audrey Bourget at Wolfgang Mueller kung paano magagawa ito. Narito naman ang ginawa naming pagsasalin sa ating wika. Ang inyong tax file number ay kasing halaga ng inyong araw ng kaarawan. Ginagamit ito sa Australia ng mahigit sa 80 taon at nagmula sa Taxation Commissioner. Ginagamit ito na parang katulad ng Social Security number sa Amerika, pero ang paggamit ng TFN ay limitado ng batas. Ang TFN na isang mahalagang piraso sa pagkilalang personal na dapat huwag iwawala at hindi dapat sabihin kahit sino man maliban kung otorisado silang magtanong tungkol dito. Si Gunnar Kaibits ang manager ng isa sa pinakamalaking kumpanya para sa accounting at taxation sa Australia, ang BDO, na nagsabing ang TFN ay isang mahalagang kasangkapan para makakolekta ang gobyerno ng kanilang bahagi ng sweldo mula sa lahat ng mamamayan ng bansa.
Everybody who works in Australia, basically you have to pay tax.
Ang kinokolektang pera ng gobyerno na gumagamit ng TFN ay inilalagay sa magandang paraan ayon kay Stephanie Seredes mula sa Tax Institute.
The money is used by the government to provide a whole lot of different services, the roads and infrastructure and that sort of thing that we see, but also things like Medicare services, hospitals, etc. So if you find yourself in need of those services, your tax has already been a contribution to those and then you can access those services usually for free.
At hindi mahirap makakuha ng tax file number. Ang mga may hawak na banyag ng passport, mga permanenteng residente at pansamantalang bisita sa bansa ay maaaring mag-apply para sa TFN online.
It's very straightforward and the taxation office will cross-check your information with the data from the immigration office showing that you are in Australia, so that's quite easy.
Maaaring mag-apply ng TFN ang mga residente ng Australia sa mga kalahok na Australia Post at para makadalo sa isang panayam. Walang bayad ang pag-a-apply sa TFN. Kapag naproseso na ang inyong aplikasyon at wala nang anumang komplikasyon, ang TFN ay padadala sa inyo sa pamamagitan ng koreo sa address na ibinigay ninyo at matatanggap sa loob ng susunod na 28 araw. Ang mga bagong dating na gustong magsimula ng kanilang sariling negosyo ay kailangan kumuha ng tax file number ayon kay Gunnar Kaibish.
He does need a tax file number because he would either get employment with a company, so he would get paid wages or salaries, or he could be a individual company called a sole trader and get payment through that, but then he would need to lodge a tax return as well and need a tax file number.
Sinabi naman ni Stephanie Seredes mula sa Tax Institute na ang hindi pagbibigay ng tax file number ng inyong pinapasukan ay hindi kasalanan, pero may multang dapat bayaran.
If you don't give them a tax file number, they have to take out a whole lot more tax, maybe at a penalty rate. But in the meantime, you'll have less money in your pocket than what you might have otherwise had you given that employer a tax file number in the first place.
Sumasang-ayon si Gunnar Kaibish. Sinabi niya na ang hindi pagbibigay ng tax file number ay hindi isang maliit na bagay at maaaring mahulgan na mawawala ang kalahati ng inyong sweldo.
And if you don't supply one to your employer, for example, they would legally be required to withhold tax on the payment they make to you at the highest tax rate, which is 47%. You probably don't want that, so you would be well advised to have a tax file number.
Ang pagkakaroon ng ilang trabaho sa parehong panahon at ang malimit na pagpapalit ng trabaho ay hindi problema. Hindi kailangan mag-apply ng bagong tax file number sa bawat bagong pinapasukan, ayon kay Stephanie Seredes.
Once you get a tax file number, that's yours for your working life or for the time that you're in Australia here working. So you get one for your life, and for every employer that you might have, you give them your tax file number and they will report tax that has to be paid on your behalf to the Australian Tax Office.
Dahil ang tax file number ay may magkakaibang numero sa bawat tao sa sistema ng buwis at super, mahalagang manatili sa pangalang ginamit sa original na application, ayon kay Lori Noel mula sa ehensyang AIMS Australia.
One of the things we find is that sometimes family and first names can either be transposed or have multiple spellings, especially where it's a language where the Latin alphabet is not used. So this can trip people up when they're using a tax file number, say in filing a return or a business activity statement, and lots of other ways as well. If the name and the details submitted don't match the ones that are already on record with the tax office or with a bank, it can cause problems. So it's important to get those details right and keep them consistent.
Itinuro ni Lori Noel na hindi nababahala ang tax office kung ang pangalang inilagay sa aplikasyon ay may una o huling pangalan. Ano man ang inilagay, ayon sa kanya, ay dapat tularan sa habang panahon.
You know, the tax office don't really care whether you put your family name first or last. They just want to see it the same way every time you apply for something or every time you use it.
Ang katulad na alaga at pag-iingat ay dapat gamitin kapag isinusulat ang inyong tax file number sa ibang dokumento. Ang tax file number ay may siyam na numero at sinabi ni Lori Noel na mahalagang isulat ang lahat ng ito sa tamang ayos.
Making sure that you get the tax number right. Sometimes when you key in numbers, you can transpose figures. So it's important to make sure that you get your number correct and you keep it consistent, and every time you file something, you use the same number.
Mas maraming impormasyon tungkol sa tax file number ang maaaring makuha sa website ng Australian Taxation Office na www.ato.gov.au.
Ibahagi ang inyong saloobin, ilike ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook o sundan kami sa Twitter sa @SBSFilipino.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.